An effort to build a national cell data network for first responders is likely to bring the added benefit of better cell phone coverage for all Vermonters. But some say the state could be doing more to get the most out of a federal effort to enhance the wireless technology that's called FirstNet. VPR's Amy Noyes has a story.
Vermont 911, where is your emergency?
When a 911 call comes into an emergency dispatch center, responders get called out via pagers and two-way radios. But most of those emergency responders, just like the rest of us, are walking around with more advanced technology in their pockets. And while a firefighter may not be able to communicate with dispatch and an entire crew simultaneously via cell phone, it could be useful in other ways.
What if I provided you, through an electronic device, a map of where everybody is in a building? So now you're responding to a fire, and you have a fireman on the backside of the building, firemen come in through the front door, the building's still full of smoke. But you looked at a device and said, oh, well, they're here, they're here.
That's Terry LaValle. He's director of radio technology services for the state of Vermont. And he says there are all kinds of useful data dispatchers can provide responders on the scene, if they had the right tools and a reliable network. And that's what FirstNet is designed to be. FirstNet is short for First Responder Network, and the First Responder Network Authority is the federal agency tasked with putting a nationwide data network in place for first responders. LaValle is the point person between the state and the federal FirstNet Authority, and he's working with the State Public Safety Broadband Commission on implementing FirstNet in Vermont. Vermont is looking to FirstNet to fill holes in the state's cell coverage and harden the network so it works even when power and other infrastructure are down. The network will also give first responders priority access to cell phone bandwidth during emergencies. The FirstNet Authority has struck a $6.5 billion deal with AT&T to establish a nationwide network, and now it's up to individual states and territories to either opt into or out of a 25-year contract with AT&T.
Right now, we are working with AT&T and FirstNet to see what they're going to offer Vermont.
On June 19th, each individual state and territory was given access to an online portal that outlined a draft plan for that specific state, and that started a 45-day clock. That's the amount of time Vermont's Public Safety Broadband Commission has to read its state plan, suggest changes, and make a recommendation to the governor to either opt in or out of the AT&T plan. If Vermont opts out, it can put the job of building its own in-state network out to bid. However, the terms of use of the AT&T state plan portals are so complex and restrictive, it took the state's lawyers a couple of weeks to come up with an addendum that would simply allow Vermont employees and commission members to click the box to accept the terms of use, as LaValle explains.
We had to make sure that the terms and conditions did not violate any state law. They worked through that, and just last week we got the approval to go ahead and click on the box.
And that's been a problem for other states as well. Basically, while the state governments need to be as transparent as possible, AT&T is more concerned about protecting proprietary information. In addition, Vermont can't see what the other states are being offered, and it isn't privy to details of the federal deal, such as what the penalties are if AT&T doesn't deliver as promised. And all that doesn't sit well with at least one commissioner.
FirstNet has negotiated a deal that, first of all, it's super secret, so we don't know all the details of it. And second of all, you know, we haven't had the opportunity to play a role in negotiating that deal, so we don't entirely know what it is.
That's Ron Kumitz, Assistant Fire Chief in Aalborg. He sits on the Public Safety Broadband Commission as a representative of the Vermont State Firefighters Association. The association has been publicly encouraging the state to opt out of the AT&T plan and see what other bidders might have to offer.
You know, if you built a house, would you just get an estimate from one builder, or would you get, you know, two or three of them to compare to and say, well, that guy over there, he's going to give us the best house for the money?
Virginia and Wyoming were the first states to opt into the AT&T FirstNet plan. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.